Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Atlanta at the covering show, first day of the show, and I'm with Elena Capra with Elena Capra Design and also the coverings ambassador for the show. Elena, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always nice to be here at coverings, and I love being here in Atlanta as well for the show. It's an exciting first day.
I know. It's a little further than Orlando, but the weather's been great up here. It's good to see you, too. So you have your daily job down in the Miami Lauderdale area, and you design upscale homes, mostly residential, right?
Yes. I do mostly residential work, from remodeling to even when we work with new construction, down to the furnishing. So we kind of work the whole project when we can.
And while you're focused on tile here, you work with other finishes in your day job, right?
Absolutely. We furnish the whole house, but tile is a very big part of it. And in South Florida, especially, our flooring and all of the cladding, a lot of it is tile.
You've been doing some trend talks here about what's going on with tile. Tell us a little bit about some of the trends.
So I feel like in design as a whole, and so tile fits into this as a very big part and element, we've been seeing a lot of the fluted look. And seeing that on furnishings and now seeing it in tile is very cool. I think it's a nice way to bring that 3D element. I love having that accent with good lighting and it being able to have like that 3D element pop. So fluted tile fitting so nicely in with all the rest of the furnishings, it's such a nice accent to just beautify a space. I've definitely love all of the new technology as it continues. When you see low relief veining and all of this stuff in tile, and it's just the realism of what it looks like is mind-blowing. And every year, I feel like I continue to be so impressed with what we're seeing. Seeing a lot of green. So as a designer, we're using a lot of green. I have been using green probably for the past 2 years, and it's continuing to ramp up. And every shade, so as you walk on the show floor, and you could see sort of lighter greens and stuff that's a little bit more emerald. But I'm finding a lot of the homeowners I'm working with are liking sort of the softer greens, just because of the regional area where I'm at. I'm in the South, it's tropical climate. But we're also seeing those richer greens that, you know, fit in so well with all of the greenery and plants and foliage around. I love green. I'm so happy to see so much of it in tile. Great trend.
Since we're doing audio here, I should point out that you're wearing green today as well, right?
I am. Today is Earth Day. I'm wearing the color trend that I love the most. I just thought green would fit for day one of coverings.
So where does sustainability fit into all of this? Because I've seen a presentation this morning where it's becoming more and more prominent, but in residential, still a lot of times the homeowner doesn't want to pay for an increased cost to use a more green product.
But the good thing about tile is that it's a sustainable product, right? So you're putting it in every home, so you've already started them there, right? With a sustainable product. And I think it's a good place to start.
There's a new magazine out I just picked up the other day, and it's all about smaller spaces. Are you seeing a movement away from large, vast homes to smaller homes?
I think it's a mix. It becomes a personal preference, I think a lifestyle thing as well, or if it's a secondary home or a vacation home. I often see at certain points in life, maybe homeowners are empty nesters, they like to maybe go move to the city and live in a condo, or then you see people just starting out and getting their next home is bigger than the first home, and they want, you know, so they need more space for a growing family. So it's really lifestyle specific, but I love designing small spaces, so for me to hear that there is a trend towards some smaller space design and living is cool. It takes a lot more work to make that efficient in terms of space planning and design and just the way that you're putting it all together. So as a designer, I love that challenge. And I think for homeowners, it's nice also because it makes things reduce costs and all of these other things of maintenance and everything else kind of come into play.
Did you go to Italy last week for Design Week?
I did not, but I lived vicariously through everyone that I know that was there. I followed on social media and I'm like, oh, it looks like such an incredible show. I hope to go maybe next year, but definitely it looked quite beautiful and a lot of great things.
Speaking of foreign countries, does your client care what country a lamp or a tile comes from?
I think when it comes to products placed in the home, everyone likes a product to have a story. So from a design side, I'm going to say that a lot of homeowners like to be able to say, this came from here, and it's an interesting talking point. Or whether it is something cladding the wall, or a rug on the floor, or a piece of artwork, or a piece of furniture. Every piece in your home has some sort of story that you could tell. So knowing where it comes from is a big part of that.
You design down in the Lauderdale, Miami area. There's a lot of activity going on down there right now where people are buying old homes that were built 50, 60 years ago, and they're tearing them down. And most of what's coming up now is concrete and glass, and it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of area for furniture inside. People are living, what do you call that movement?
Like more of a minimalist type of look. So interestingly enough, I will tell you, I do work with a lot of homeowners who are in these modern homes and with a lot of floor-to-ceiling windows and very modern and very linear in the architectural structure. Maybe the look is minimalist, and we might not be doing maximalist in terms of the interior, but we're fully outfitting them. You know, we are making conscious decisions to choose beautiful flooring, beautiful wall cladding, beautiful surfaces, and the furnishing that rounds that out. So while it might have a minimalist appearance and we're not like overly adorning the interiors, we're still picking things with subtle textures. We talked about the tactile trend in tile. Textures, beautiful sheen and glazes and stuff. So it's really about, if we're using products in there, you could still be minimalist and make a maximalist impact, meaning in the design, not in terms of maximalism per se.
What about natural versus man-made? Do you like to try to create your spaces with natural materials?
I think it's about a beautiful mix. They complement one another, and I think it's really nice. What makes design to me exciting is putting together different materials, whether it's a lot of different tile materials together and then bringing in an accent of a wallpaper that rounds that out. Picking the right material for the right application that serves the client's lifestyle. Again, we're always thinking about, will this surface be durable? Will this be something that works for them? So all of those things in mind, I love mixing materials and I just to create something beautiful and different. I think there's so much beauty in that, in the mixing.
Brian Faison presented this morning and he showed where you can put LED strips into the middle of these porcelain panels. Are you doing that yet?
So I have personally not been specifying that, but I was at that presentation as well and I thought that was so cool. Just thinking about the possibilities of where things continue to go is, I think, exciting.
All right, Elena, great to catch up with you. I see you every year at this show. You do a great job as ambassador. Again, been talking to Elena Capra with Elena Capra Designs, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.